In the middle of the Amid. Amar Yehuda Mashmul Haima Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman Mapsida Ksubasa. The person Tainis Pesach Pasuach Matzasi is Neman to be Mapsida Ksuba. That means, what does Rashi say, Lapsida Ksubasa? Al Piyatzmoy, that he's Neman Al Piyatzmoy, believe him, he doesn't have any proof that it was that way. V'taymo lekamon meforesh chazok ein odom tereach besude amafside. If he's telling a lie, so he wouldn't do such a thing. He wouldn't make a chasana and then be boiler and say there was a Pesach pasuach and then he'll go and give her a get. Ein odom tereach besude amafside. So mestame, he's telling the truth. Omar Rav Yosef Maike Mashmalon. So Rav Yosef asks, what is the Chiddush of Shmuel? Tanina, it's enough in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Oichol Eitzel Chomov Bi Yehude Sheloi Be'edim. In Yehude, they were Miyachid, the Chosin and Kala, after the Yerusin. And he was together with the Kala, Sheloi Be'edim. So he can't tainus pesulim. Because he was misyachid imo, so he can't tainus pesulim. Be Yehudu de laimotzi toin. In Yehuda he can't tainus. Hobi golul, motzi toin. Ulamai, ilo Yisraelov. What is he tining over here in Yehuda? If he says that he wasn't boyelo, be Yehuda, is amai loy, so there's a din of shav yenavshe. Yichadahin, yichadaher. He's tining, he never was boyelo. And now he sees after the nesuin that she's a bu'ule, so she's zicha also. So be Yehuda also, he should be nemon lo Yisraelov. Elolav lahavsid ksubosa. So kochoch, it's speaking about that it says he's not Neman. It's speaking about lahavsid ksubosa. Udikotoin taine, and he's tining a taine that's mavsid ksube. My love, the kotoin taine is pesach pasuach. So it's araye to Shmuel. So it's enough in the Mishnah. So we see his Neman, Loideko Toin Tainis Dom. So let us see Rashi to understand what the Gemara is speaking about. So Rashi says, Ha'oichol Eitzel Chomov B'yomim Shebein Eresen L'nisuin, Ein Yochol Litoin Tainis Psulim K'shetikonis L'chupe, Mipnei Shemisyachid Imo B'yehudo Yemiyachdim Oysom K'dei She'eliboy Gasbo. Is what does he want with his taine? If he wants to asa her on himself, Yehuda my loy, her oimel pshita li shaloi bosi elof. He's taining, I know he wasn't boyelo. Vavadai me achazin sos of she's a bu'ula kochach, she was mezana with someone else. Ishav yelei chaticha de yisure, is mali golil mali Yehuda. She should be yos on him. So that when it says ainin nemon, he can't be mafsid ksube. Ubi Yehuda loy mafsida alpi the omrinon, because we say hubo aleo beirisin. Yetaining that she wasn't a psula, sure she wasn't a psula because she was boil her after the eirisin. Ubegolul motzi toin, the holoin is yachet. So we see klor in golul can be mafsid the ksube. My lab, the kotoin tainis pesach posuach motzosi. So it's speaking about that he's coming with a tain of pesach batzuch. The af al gab, the ain eidim bedovose. Even though there's no eidim, vuloi taine mulchachas. That means in Golul, that he is Neman, he's saying there was a Pesach Pesuch, there's no Eidim. There's no Hechoche, that it is true that she was a Bu'ule. Samchino, so we rely on him. Domrin and he loved the Kushtov, he wouldn't be telling the truth. So he wouldn't do such a thing to make a chasne. And then the next day to say that she was nivol and to give her a get. So we hear Be'achazoke, he's telling the truth, and therefore he's nemon lahavsit ksubos. Aye, if we have a chazoke, so what's by Yehuda? By Yehuda we also have the same chazoke. In Adam Toich besuda mavsida. Ubmiu bi Yehuda loy mehemon. Shemo boal bimei eirisin, v'shochach oihere bo mitoichi bosa, v'lo yoda sheshibo b'suleo. So Rashi says that in Yehuda we have to assume that Mestome he was boyoha. That was the normal procedure in Yehuda. Now he's tying the Pesach Pasuach Matzosi. Mestome is not telling a lie. So how do both things stem? So Mestame, he forgot that he was Ba'ilah, or he didn't realize that he was Shaiva the Psulim. So that's why Bi Yehuda, even though I believe him that she wasn't a Psule, a Ba'al Koponim, I assume that he still owes her a Ksubit because of the Yichud that was in Yehuda. But in Golil, there wasn't a Yichud, so I believe him that she's not a Psula, and he's potter to give her a Ksuba. So the Gemara answers, Loi, the Kotoyin Tainis Domin. No, it's no Raya Bechlal from this Mishnah to Shmuel. Loi Lomei Meloch, Bedovo Sheini Yochel Levara Roy, Eine Nemen Lahavsid Ksubosa. If he can't prove that she's not a Psula, he doesn't have any Namonis. Udiyuke de masnis in the dakin and habigolul motzi toin de toin tainis domin. He's coming with a taine that there was no dam psulim. Uche goin, shahoyulam sheshvinim, shemisham shuayson, that in Golul it's speaking about, and you that also speaking about, that there were sheshvinim, that were mishamish them to see that there's no ramois, v'loinasis oino bedovo, no one fooled the other one, v'loiro v'ibay, it's not pshat that he saw that there was dam psulim on the suda and he was ma'abed the suda. It wasn't like that. The Edom knew that there was a suda and they saw the suda afterwards. This was the suda that they had put down and there's no dam. V'tayne brure he. So it's a taina brure. So memeila. So in Golul, so it could be lulei divrei Shmuel. I would say it doesn't have any nemonis. Who believes him? He says she's not a psula. He has no nemonis to be mafsid the ksubin. In Golul, it's speaking about that he brings proof that she wasn't a psula. This taina is domim. And in Yehuda, even though this proof that she's not a psula, but there's no kasha that doesn't pata him from giving her a ksuba because Mustami was boil her when she was an arusa. Now let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis, Avul Begolul Motzi Toin. So the Gemara was Medaik in the Mishnah says in Yehuda he's not Nemon, but Begolul he is Nemon. So Taisus asks, Minolei, Dilme bi Yehuda nemenes loymar shebo aleo ba'eres. Where do you see Bechlal in this Mishnah that he has an amonis? That she's not a psula. Could be it's speaking about, she's also maida, she's not a psula. And she's tying that he was bo aleo ba'eres. So by Yehuda we believe her. By Golul we don't believe her. V'loy b'Golul. So, but it doesn't say anywhere that he has an amonis to say she's not a psula. It's speaking about she's maida, she wasn't a psula. And she's saying she wasn't a psula because it was Golul. So by Yehuda she has an amonis. B'Golul, she doesn't have an amonis. Avuk she toy enes. Psula ha-yisi. But if she'll say Psula ha-yisi, she'll be makrishim. It's begolul nami mehemna. Then begolul, then begolul, she's also believed. That means if she says he's a psula, and he says she wasn't a psula, so we believe her. So memele, so where bechlal do you have a raya? Where do you see anywhere in this Mishnah that he has a nemonis to say she's not a psula? The Mishnah is speaking about that she's moida, that she's not a psula, and the shailas of Hezbollah. But if she tainis she's not a psula, so then begolu, she's nemon, because he's not nemon to say that she's not a psula. That's Tosfos Kash. V'yesh leima, the mashmalei ein yochel litain tainis psulim in Yehude becholinyin. He understood by Yehude he's not nemon to tain psulim becholinyin. Bein she'imeres shabolah min ha'irisin, bein she'imeres pesach nol motzo, afilu she'll be makrishim. And she'll say that she was a psule. So in Yehude, he is not Nemon. The Yehude Nemenes b'migudi boy amra beirisen bo'aleho. Asis, b'Yehude, he is not Nemon, whatever she tainis. And that's for sure. Because whatever she tainis, he isn't nemon. If she tainis that bolah beirisin, so that's normal because Yehuda's bolah beirisin. If she tainis that she is a psule, so he's also not nemon be Yehuda because she has a migu. She could have said that bolah beirisin. So, be Yehuda, he is not Nemon, afilu shitainis psula ha-yisi. And the Mishnah differentiates between Yehuda and Golul, that Golul, he is Nemon, it seems that be Yehuda, he's never Nemon, but in Golul, he's always Nemon. So he's Nemon, if she tainis bolel b'me'erisin, he's Nemon, because she can't tainis such a taine. And he's also Nemon, if she tainis that psula ha-yisi. So why is he Nemon? What proof does he have that she wasn't a psula? Zaraye tishmu, that chazok in odom terech besude mavside. The lack of migo. Period. So the raya that he is Nemon in Golul is because the case of Yehuda is speaking about all cases. That's Mucher. All cases she is Nemon. In all cases she is Nemon in Yehuda. Titaine, either that Bola Be'erisin, or that she is a psula because she has a migu. So Memele, in that is a mashmoi, sadiq, but in Golul, in all cases, she's not Nemon. He is Nemon. So we see he has a Nemon is Titaine, she's not a psula. A psula she tainis, she is a psula. So that's the right. Avol koshet, so Tosfos asks, the Maisi Midiyuke, the Gemara brings a raya from a diuk of a Mishnah. I see the Mishnah says, Be Yehude, he is not Nemon to Taina that she was a Ba'ula. And whatever she Taina. So the Gemara is a diuk, but it would seem, that's Be Yehude, but Begolul, he is Nemon. Why do you have to bring a diuk? Bavale Lasuye Mereshe. There's enough in the Mishnah that says he is Nemon. The Ketoni, we learned the Mishnah further, Daf Yudamet Beis, Besula Almone Min Ha'erisin, that if she was Becheskas Psula and she was an Amona Mina Eresin, it says V'yeshlam Tainis Psulim. So he hears Tainis Psulim. And Balkoch Linyin Ksuba Ayri, and it's speaking about Ksuba. The La'oisra Olo, Afilu Mina Nesuim Nami Yeshlo Tainis Psulim. An Amona Mina Nesuim. If she brings Edim, that it was Leibolel. There was Chupe, but was Leibolel. So the din is, Legabi Ksube, she does not have a din, Psule. If later we find out she was a Bu'ule, Abu Legabi Iso, there is a din that is a tiny Psulem by her, even though Edim said that she wasn't Nivel. Afilu min anesui nami yesh lo tainis psulim, kiven de konso becheska psule, ke namuchach lekamon, de porich veneiche shemo tachtov zinso. So now, Tosfos means to say like this. We have a Mishnah, an almona min aeresin, yesh lo tainis psulim. We have another Mishnah, almona min anesuin, ein lo tainis psulim. So the ein lo tainis psulim does not mean legabi isa. So the ein lo tainis psulim means legabi ksube. But would seem mina eris in yesh lo tainis psulim afilu legabi ksube. That means if he says that she's not a psula, he's believed. So the Gemara should have brought enough in the Mishnah. Why do you have to bring the diyuk? We'll come back to this tesis, but just let's go a little further. My love, the kotoin tainis pesach pesua. So the Gemara understood that it's speaking about the tainis pesach pesua. Ubi Yehude, af al gav de ike chazoket, even though there's a chazoket, chazoket, I mean, zi es a chazoket in odom teirech pesude mafsido. So why be Yehude, don't you believe him? He says that he wasn't boil her, and she was a ba'ula. Vein odom teirech besude el mafsida. Is afal gav de ike chazoke, loy mehem onke de perish bekunteris. So Tosfos says, could be, he's talking not a liar. In odom teirech besude el mafsida means, is a biro that he's not saying a lie. Obole idach gise, could be, he forgot. I have to assume Mistama Yehudi was by your love. Mistama, he forgot about the Bia, or he thought he wasn't Shaiva the Psulim, and he was Shaiva the Psulim. Inami. Or Tosfos says another terence. That even though there's a Chazoke, that in Odom Teirich Besuda Mafside, about Kivin, the Misyachid Imo, since he was misyached imo, vade boleh. So that means kineged the chazoke that he hears in odom teirech besude mafside. I have a chazoke that he zicha was boyelah. So now he says that he wasn't boyelah, and I have a chazoke in odom teirech besude mafside, but I have a different chazoke. Since he was misyached imo, vaday boleh, the loimuki inisha nafshe, that he zicha wouldn't be mamid nafshe not to be boyolo. So memele, so this chazoke, so he said that chazoke. So you don't have to say, Rashi says very able, he forgot, or he didn't realize. Tosfos says, he zicha was boyolo, I have a chazoke. Since he was Mishachadim, Zicha was boil her. Now he's coming with tainis, is, and with a heichoches, I know them teich besudo mafside. Very good. I have a heichoche brura that he was boil her. So finish. So the tainis is worthless. Frag Tosfos va'afal gav, the gavi yevome omrinen dad lamed yoim mukia nafshek. Now, let us explain Tosfos Kasha. There's a Gemara in Yevomis that says as follows. A Yevom was Kainis a Yevomis, and it's 15 days after he was Kainis, and he gave her a get, and she comes and he says he's finished. He was miyabim her and he gave her a get and finished. He has nothing to do with her. She comes and says anechti ketok. He was never boil her. He gave her a get. That's he gave her a get. So by giving her a get, he made off gahak tzoris. He can't be miyabim her. The brothers can't be miyabim her. That he accomplished with the get. She wants chalitza. So she's tining that he wasn't miyabma. He's tining I was miyabma. So if this is teich shloishim yoim, is kaifin oisoi lachlitz. We say, oh, the mamid atzmoi. So it could be that he wasn't by her. We believe her and we force him to give chalitza. If 30 days pass by, and after 30 days, she comes with this pisgam and she says he wasn't miyabmi, then we don't believe her, because 30 days and other mamid atzmoi, so then is mevakshim imenu lachlitz, as I state in Yana Gemara. So Taisis is a shekelcha problem. Taisis just said that in Yehuda, his zicher was boil her, kivin de misyachedim, vaday boil her, le muki nishanapshe. So Taisis says there's no such thing. The Gemara says 30 days together le muki nishanapshe. Mistamazaya yichud, it's zicher shayach muki anapshe. Vaaval gab yivom amrine in dad lamed yoy muki anapshe. So Taisva says, Reiv Pomim loy mukiya nafshe afilu shoachas. Reiv Pomim is not mukiya nafshe afilu shoachas. Tardas kein misyachid imo veisro chazoke. Now, ledavoyni, I don't understand Taisva's. The rehitas loshen of Taisva's, it would seem, that Taisva's est akashe by Yevome, from Yevome we see that ad lamed yoy muki anavshe, so l'chere Taisvus is saying pshat, that it's possible that ad lamed yoy muki anavshe, there's a miyut anoshim that ad lamed yoy muki anavshe, but roi pomim loy muki anavshe. That means it's possible. After 30 days, there's nothing but to talk about. Till 30 days, it's muki anavshe. But Roy Pomim, he's dicha boyula, afilu sha'achas, ta'das kei mishachidimu, ve'ischa chazoke. Now, if that is pshat and taisvis, so it's a shrek. So, why, if taisvis means to say that Roy Pomim, a person is not muki anapshe, afilu sha'achas. So if he says he was miyabma, so what kind, and she says, you want miyabim me. So he has a roiv that he was miyabim. Layuki nishanav shech, man. There's a palti ben layish, there's abba roiv from him, it's layuki nishanav shech. So what right do we have to be kaif and oisei lachlitz? Kaif and oisei lachlitz means there's a din kfir. We believe her. Why do you believe her? If he has a roiv, if Roiv is telling us that Mistami Zich, he's saying he was Miyabba. That's what he's timing. And Roiv Pomim, it is that way. So why is it Koifen Oisei Lachlitz? What right do we have to be Koife if he's timing he was Miyabim and there's a Roiv that's Messiahim? From the lotion of the Chazaynish, it was mashma that Taisus is not speaking about Yovam. Taisus is speaking about here. Here, it's by Yovam could be something else, but over here, Das came is Yached Imo. Here it's different, but the lotion of Taisus is not mashma like that. So then it's good, could be, but Taisus doesn't seem to be saying that Yehuda is different than Yibum. Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus says, I've got Yibum, I'm Rinen. Taisus seems as going on Yobo. So I don't understand why you could be kai for him if why you could be kai for him if there's a life that's messiah him. There's a the Gillian on the side. Rashi had said that what's with the chazake? So Rashi had said, "Mistame, he forgot. He forgot." That's what Rashi said. In the side it says, "Betoisus harashba matzosi the perish." The betaynis domim be Yehuda nami salke daitoch de mehemon. The Gemara understood that by taynis domim, he's nehemon, afilu in Yehuda, the lekele meimer shochach. This he wouldn't have forgotten. The mise, the have dam, kshnis yachid imo, loihoyo sheicheach. He wouldn't have forgotten if when he was Boyola they found Damsulim, so it was a whole thing that they found Damsulim, that he would never forget such a thing and later come with a taina that she's not a psula. So the Taisus HaRashba is going up pi dalkoi shel Rashi. Rashi yestakashe bi Yehude. Why is he not Nemon? I lechayre dezachazoke. So Rashi said a teretz of Shochach. So the Tosfos HaRashba is saying this whole inyan of Shochach only applies by Tainis Pesach Pesuach. But there wasn't Malgish, that it was a Pesach Pesuach. But by Tainis Domim Pasnit Shochach. So, according to the Tosfos HaRashba, L'chayre would be for Emphot Tosfos Kashe. When I found later the Sukkos David says, the Tosfos before Esther Kashe, why do you have to ask from a Diuk? There's enough in the Mishnah, it says, Psule almone mina erisin, yeshlam tainis psulim. Yeshlam tainis psulim. So enough in the Mishnah that he's nemon to taina that she's not a psula. And it's Lgabi Ksube. So it could be, according to the Taisus HaRashba, like this, that Mishnah, sure, Yeshlam Tainus Psulim, that's speaking about with Tainus Domim. He's coming with a Tainus Domim, there's no Dam Psulim. But over here, you can't say it's speaking about that this Tainus Domim, because in this Tainus Domim, Yehudi also should be believed. Because then he wouldn't be Shochach, so Yehudi also should be believed. That's what he says. The lekulamei meshochach. So that's why the Gemara asks from the diuk of oichal etzel chomer b'yehude, because here it would seem that it's not speaking about taynis domim, because taynis domim the Gemara held afilun Yehudi would be believed. So talking about pesach pasuach. That's why the Gemara asks from the diuk and not from that mishnah. Loi de kotoin taynis domim. So what is the Gemara answer? Isis, that Rabbi Yosef had said there's enough in the Mishnah that he has an emonis to taine Pesach Pesuach. We believe him. In Golul, he's believed. And even though he's not bringing any proof that she was not a psula, we believe him. In Golul, Saraya chazok in other teresh besudem afsida. So the Gemara is matche the raya of Rav Yosef. Loi the kotoin tainis domin, the havye taine brure. This is already a taine brure. Mid the ein sadinim melechlochem bedam. This is an often a raya that she's not a psula. He's coming with a hechoche that she's not a psula. There's no dam psula. Venire, the betaynis pesach pesuach, betaynis domim dishmaiten, ayri shehitei enesh shubo aleho be'erisin, oyemeres besula hoyisi. Now, this Taisvis is shreklach. Taisvis says as follows. Taisvis says that, what is she tining? What is she tining? So Tosfos says what Tosfos said before. She's tining one of the two. Either she's tining that Bo'aleh Be'erisin, or she's tining Psula HaYisi. Now, this is a shrek. If the maskone is, it's speaking about the tainus domim, so he's coming with a tainer bluhe, with the ein sadinem lochlochem bedam, that's a ray, there was no dam psulim. And what is she tining? She was a psula. That's what Taisu says. Either she's tining that was bola beirisin, or else she's tining psula hayisi. So if she's tining psula hayisi, so why Yudish Nemon? He is a tainer bluhe. Rashi says it's speaking about that there were sheshvinim, and it's a kochoch, there was no dam psulim. So why is she Nemon be Yehuda? Why is she Nemon be Yehuda? And he has to give her a ksuba. Where's the dam psulim? The shrek lechemaisa, what's pshat in Tosfos? So I found the Maram Shif asks the kasha on Tosfos. The Maram Shif says that Tosfos did not learn like Rashi, and he makes a whole cheshbon. He says, if it's speaking about that the way Rashi says, that there's shushvinim, that say that there was no dam psulim, so how could she tain in Yehuda that she was a psula? Mainly that she zicha wasn't a psula. Where's the dam psulim? So he says, Tosfos means to say that he's taining there was no dam psulim. He's taining there was no dam psulim. There's no edim there. Now the sadin is lost. We don't have the sadin anymore. So he's taining that there was no dam psulim. So why do we believe him? So al kochoch, he has no proof whatsoever. So we believe him because chazok in adam teirich besuda mafsida. That's why we believe him. So if that's the case, so how are we matche? The kasha of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, I have enough in the Mishnah that you believe him. The Mishnah says that in Golo you believe him. And why do you believe him? Who says she's not a psula? He says she's not a psula. So we see that we believe him. So the Gemara says it's speaking about the Kotoyim Tainis Domin. So the way the Maram Shiv says, Pshat, the Kotoyim Tainis Domin means, not that we have proof there's no domim. If we have proof there's no domim, so why is she Neman to say that she was a psula in Yehuda? So it means that he's tining that there was no domim. So weiter is schwer. And she says there was domim. And we don't have the suda. So why do we believe him? Tzalz chazoke in odom toich besuda mafsida. So what's the dichui to Rav Yosef? So weiter, he has no proof what he's saying. And we believe him. So what's the dichui to Rav Yosef? So the Maram Shif wants to say, the dichui is, could be that by Tainus Pesach Pesuach, he won't be able to be mafsid the ksuba because we, like Kimlei. That's pshat, not al chash mishake. Chash mishake, we have a rayetake that is no chash mishake. But could be Tainus Pesach Pesuach, if he says Pesach, Shmuel said, Oimer Pesach Pesuach Matzosi Nema Lavsidak Subosos, he's saying two things. He's saying we believe him, and it's Kimlei that it was a Pesach Pesuach. And that, Rav Yosef asked, it's a Mishneh. So the Gemara says, it's not right from the Mishneh. Maybe the Mishneh is speaking about by Tainus Domin. And it's Kimlei. But that he has an amonis that you see chavaraya from the Mishnah. That's what the Maram Shif wants to say. Rashi Zicha didn't learn like that. Because Rashi says, Pshadet speaking about it is Edim that said that there was no Dam Sulim. So according to Rashi, So you can't say that the Mishnah is speaking about that she tainis, she was a psul in Yehuda, because then she wouldn't be Nemo. So Al Kochach is speaking about that she says that Bola Beirisin. So then we have Taisvus Kasha before, so maybe Begolo means that that she's not Nemon if she says Bola Beirisin. But if she says Psula, it could be that she is Nemon. Al Koponim, this is Amurid de Kishverkeit on this Taisvus. Because then he's also Muchitzich on this Taisvus. Vim Taima. In Venehemna Lidido Bemigu Diboy Omro Misherastani Nenasti de Nemenis Langam Leo de Paskina Lakamon Kibose. So Taisvis asks that let's believe her with Amigu. In Golo we have a diuk that we believe him. We believe him, and she is not Nemon. What is she tining? In Golo, either she's tining she was a psula, or she's tining that ball or we don't believe her. We believe him that there was no psulim, So, Taisus asks, why don't we believe her with Amigu? She could have tainted Takya, there was no psulim. But Misherestani Nenasti, someone was ma'anis me after the Erison. And the Gemara says later, if she tainted such a tainted, she's Nemon. So let's believe her with Amigu. Let's believe her with Amigu. So why by Golul is he Nemon? Let's believe her with Amigu. V'yesh loyma. So Taisva says, it's not a good Migu. The eino moide berotzen sheniva lo meyachem. She wouldn't want to tiny such a tiny misheres tiny than us. It's better the way she's tiny now. Now she's tiny, she's a psule. Or she's tining, you a boil me. No, that's a very comfortable tiner. To tiner that someone was ma'anah, so it's not a comfortable tiner for the tiner. So my male in Hilchis Migu doesn't have a good Migu. Va'oi the ain't ze Migu, the mifsilo nafsha mikohune. She zich doesn't want to say misheres tanin and nasty, because then she'll be posel likune. So in Hilchis Migu, she doesn't have a Migu. And that's why by Golu, she's not Nemon, if she's Tainis Psula, you see, if she Tainis Bola Be'erison, she doesn't have a Migu. Avul Koshe, the Lehemno B'Migu Di Boy Omre Mukas Eitzani. She has another Migu, which is comfortable for her to Tainis. She could say, she's a Mukas Eitz. And afilu la rabbonon de le kamon de omri mukas eitz ksuboso mone. Rabbonon hold that if she was a mukas eitz before the erison, so ksuboso mone, so weiter she doesn't have a migu, because now she's tining that I'm a psula, she gets mosayim. Or she's tining jew a bolai, also she gets mosayim. She doesn't want tiny, she was a mukas eitz before the erison. The ain't the amigo, the ain't a reitzel, half she plumic subosa. Me call mokem, the man is bemigo, the boy omre, mukas eitz, ani tachtecho, benistach for sodei. So Taisha says, but she has a good migu. Let her say, she could have said, mukas eitz, ani tachtecho. That's a tiny ma'al yese. She's not makrishim. Here she's makrishim. She says she was a psula. She says he was boil her. If she would say, Mukas eitz ani tachtecho, it's a more comfortable tain. It's a tain of maliyase. And she went and said, besulani. She went and said that you were boil me, b'shas eresin. So that's not such a good tain. It's a lie. She's telling the truth. If she'd be a liar, she would have been boicha to say, Mukas eitz ani tachtecho. So Taisvis asks Akasha, why isn't she Nemon begolo with this migu? לכך נראה, ובמיגו במוקים חזוקה, דין אודם תורך בסודה ומפסידה. That means, she's saying she's a psula, and she is a bill of migu. He's saying she wasn't a psula, and he is a bill of chazoke. Chazoke in odom teirich besuda mafsida. So the migu is schwacher than the chazoke. But the migu b'mokim chazoke in odom teirich besuda mafsida. And therefore we don't believe her. Ah, for God, the boy he bepeire kame de boba basri, yemrine migu bemokim chazoke. So Taisva says, and if it's a migu bemokim chazoke, there's a shayl on the gemorim boba basri, if migu helps. Shemo chazoke do chadifo. That chazoke. We'll explain this soon. But this is maybe a stronger chazoke. V'loy amrinu migu lahoitzi yosi nami shapo. Maybe I'll tell you another teretz. It's a migu lahoitzi. If you don't say migu lahoitzi, osi nami shapo. Now, this teisviz is shreklich shver. Why? Let us chazov. What did teisviz ask now? Teisviz asked Akashim that by golu, she's tining she was a psula. Or she's tining that he was boil her after the Eresin, and he's makrisha. So the din is that she is not nemon begolu. She is not nemon begolu. Who would believe him? So Taisvis asked Akasha, she is amigo. So Taisvis says on this two terutzim. One teretz, it's amigo b'mokim chazok, and this is a very strong chazok, and amigo doesn't help. Or it's a migul lahaitzi. That's what Taisva says. Taisva before said that in Yehuda, Taisva before said in Yehuda, if she tainis, she was a psula, and he was makrisha, and he said she was a ba'ula, so she's Nemon with Amigo, she could have said Bo'aleo Ba'erson. That's what Taisva said. The whole Gemara, the whole Taisva said, ask the Kash on the Gemara. The Gemara brought a raya that by Golul, he is Nemon. So Taisva says, what's the raya he is Nemon? Maybe it's speaking about that she's Moida, she was a Bu'ula. The Shail is how she became a Bu'ula. She says he was boiler after the Eris, and he says he wasn't boiler after the Eris. So by Yehuda she's Nemon, and by Golo she's not Nemon. But where do you see that if she says she's a psula and he says she's not a psula, that he's believed by Golo? So Taisva said because in Yehuda she is believed if she says he's a psula, by Yehuda he is believed. If the Yehuda, she is believed, if she says that he is a, she says that she's a psula, and he says she's not a psula, so she's believed with amigu, she could have said, bo halel lacha eres. That's what Taisva says. Now, so over there, we also have a chazoke, and adam teirich besude amafsida. There we also have a problem of migu lahoitzi. And here Taisva says for a double poshet, that in Yehuda, if she'll taine that she was a psula, and he taine she's not a psula, so we believe her with a migu, that she could have said, bo leo la'acha eresin, even though this is keneged chazoke, even though this is lohoitzi, she is believed. That's what I said before. The whole Gemara worked with this cheshbon that be Yehuda, she's believed to taina, she's a psula, and that's the hechich that be golo, she's not believed, and he is believed. So the whole Gemara went with this migo. And all of a sudden, Taisvis asks the same kasha over here. She still is a migu in Golu. She is a migu. She could have said, "Mukasa eitz ani tachtecho." And here Taisa says, "Oh, tamigu b'makim chazake, tamigu lahaitzi." So how does the two things stem? How does the two Taisus stem? So there's a moira de keteretz from the Beis Yaakov. So he says as follows. In Yehuda, what will be if she won't taina anything? She won't taina bole or acheres. She won't taina anything. She became a shoyter. She won't taina anything. So the din is, be Yehuda, we assume for a double poshet that it's bole or acheres. They were miyachet after the eresin. So mistome was bole acheres. So if she would keep quiet, she wouldn't taina anything, and he would come with a taina that she's not a psula. So we would tell him, "Fashteitzach, she's not a psula. You abayla after the yerusim." So memele. So by keeping quiet, she is also. He also would have to give her a ksubit because we assume he was baalel after the yerusim. Now, if she tainis psula hayisi, so this is amigu di boi shosik. This is not a poshut amigu. She doesn't have to taina another taina. If she would have kept quiet, and he says, "I don't know you a ksuba because you weren't a psula," so Beznel tell him, "Listen, we're Yehud over here. You were boyla fashteitzach. Who expects that she should be a psula by the nesuin? We were miyachid you together after the erison. So fashteitzach, she's not a psula. So it, without any taina, we assume she's a psula. Now when she tainas." We assume she's not a psula. We assume she was a bula. Now, if she tainis, she is a psula. So by her, it's amigu di boi shosik, it's a pesha osa. Amigu di boi shosik, Taisus says in the beginning of Bav Metzia, that's a much stronger amigu. I remember I once heard from Psul Chaim, Zechayna Levroche, he said, the Welt fragt akashe, the Tumim in Urim Betumim in many cases in Choshem Mishpat, he asks, such amigo. The Tumim was a Mordek Eloi. So he asks, you should believe this, he could have tainted this, so the Welt asks Akasha, who has the Tumim said? So the Welt says that Teretz, when it comes to money, everyone has the Tumim said. So in Hilchas Migu. But the Emerson, every Migu is not so poshit. I could have tainted, if I'm a liar, I could have tainted this tainet. Who said, could be you're a liar, you didn't tainted this tainet, you didn't think of it. But to keep quiet, everyone could have kept quiet. Why should you open up your mouth? In Yehuda, it's a double poshet that everyone knows that in Yehuda by the Nisuin, she's not a psula. She's not a psula already, they were miyacheta. So Mamela, so he's coming, I don't know you a ksuba, you're not a psula. So Mamela, she doesn't have to, she asks her lawyer, "What? Keep quiet. She's gone. So it's true you're not a psul. Who is the psul in Yehuda? It's a double portion, you're not a psul. So Mamela, this is amigo di boi shosik. Amigo di boi shosik, this works connected. Chazoke, this works connected. Lahoitzi also. This is a strong amigo. So therefore, in Yehuda, if she tain is that she is a psula, with amigo of keeping quiet, and she could have said that he was boil her by Erison. That means without any time that we assume he was boil her after the Erison. Since she was nisyachet imoy. So memele, this amigo is amigo di boy. Shosik, this amigo is a pesha osa. Such amigo can help connect chazoke. Such amigo can help lohitzi also. But here we're speaking about N'golu. N'golu, normally she should have been a psula by the nisuin. Now here we have amigo of tainis. If she's a liar, why did she have to say that she's a psula? Let her say mukaseitzani. Why did she have to say bole lachairis and let her say mukaseitzani? This is amigo of tainis. This is a schwacher amigo. This migu doesn't help keneged chazoke. This migu does not help lohitzi. That's what the Beis Yaakov says. That's one one in you. Now, but let's go back to what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, this is that's amigo b'mokim chazoke, and it doesn't help. So Tosfos asks, there's a shaila in the Gemara and Baba Basra, amigo b'mokim chazoke helps. So Tosfos says, this is a stronger chazoke. That's what Tosfos wants to say. Now, there's a meiridike kasha that the Pnei Yeshua has on this Tosfos, Niblais by Tzorchim. I'd like to mention what is shver on this Tosfos. The Gemara, we have here a chazoke, what Shmuel was machadish, ein odom teirech besude umafsida. That means if he says she's not a psule, Mistami is telling the truth, because ein odom teirech besude umafsida. The Gemara and Daf Yud says, this whole chazoka works, that's what Tosva says and Rashi says, this whole chazoka works if ksubis ad rabbonon. The whole chiv ksubis ad rabbonon. So he really only owes him the rabbonon. Heim omru veheim omru. They said the chiv is ad rabbonon. But if he says that she's not a psula, he doesn't have to give her. The whole chiv is ad rabbonon. So we hear. So the Gemara says, he says, so im kein ma'il chachomim betakanto, so Mal says, no, chazok in odom teich besud ha-mafsid. No. So, oh, but that's tafke if ksube is ad rabbono. If ksube would be ad reise, he owes her min ha-toire, and he says she's not a psula, forget about it. So we see the chazok in odom teich besud ha-mafsid, is a gora shvacha biro. By a chiv the rabbonon, you only owe me the rabbonon, so we say that, no, you say she's not a psula, and you only owe me the rabbonon, so the rabbonon says, we'll believe you, since the chiv is only a chiv me the rabbonon. That's what the Gemara says over here. Now, let's see the Gemara, what Tosfos is speaking about in Masechtas Baba Basra. The Gemara Masechtas Baba Basra is speaking about such a case. The Gemara says, chazoke, in odom pireya teich smanek. Let's explain this for 1 minute. What does it mean? In odom pireya teich smanek. Reuven comes over to Shimon and he says, please lend me money for 50 days. I need money 50 days. And then Shimon says, and then what about 40? I need money for 50 days. Put in 50 days, I'll pay you up. Fine. He lends him money. After 30 days, Shimon comes over to Reuven, I paid you up. But the mice, you were tiny, you need the money for 50 days, and all of a sudden you paid me back after 30 days. Where did you get a hold of the money? You were so desperate for money for 50 days. So the Gemara says, Shimon is not believed. Chazoka in Odom Pereya Teich's money. If you needed the money for 50 days, so you're not believed to say you paid up on 30 days. Fine. So what's the din? So the Malvit could be mighty the moment from the light. What happens if it's 60 days, and the Malva comes to the Loive, and he says, pay me up the Chayiv. So the Loive says, I paid you 30 days ago. I paid you 30 days ago. So he's paid Teich Zmanei. But he has a Migu. If he wanted to, he could have said, I paid you yesterday. Why did he say, I paid you 30 days ago? So the Gemara declares a Shaila, Migu b'mokim chazok, yeva chazok nana preyeter spam. You have your amigu, migu b'mokim chazok, does it help or doesn't? Pashailan the Gemara. Now, this chazok in odom preyeter spamani is moitzi moment from a muzik. That means, if without amigu, if he says he paid up, we say he can tell that to the Marines. If you tell me you paid up after 30 days, chazok ain't odom preyeter spamani. So Memele, this is a chazoke which is strong enough to be mighty moment from a Muslim. So this is a deraisa dike chazoke. And this deraisa dike chazoke, the Gemara class, what if he has a migul, which is strong? So the Gemara doesn't know. So a deraisa dike chazoke, not in Perei, the Gemara doesn't know if migul can be makrish the chazoke, can be makrish the chazoke. That's the sugim Baba Basra. Here we have a chazoke that the Gemara says, It only if Ksubis are the Rabbonim. And let's understand what's happening over here. The Gemara is saying, even though he's a Murzik, if Ksubis are there, I see it's to give her the Ksubis. He is not Nemonis to say she's not a Psubis. But if Ksubis are the Rabbonim, Heim Omru, Beheim Omru, that he's Nemon to say that she wasn't a Psula of the Chazoke. So this is a Chazoke that only helps by Ksubis the Rabbonim. And here Tosfos says, Gabi, this chazoke, migu won't help. And by the chazoke, because it's a stronger chazoke, they know them perei at their zvani. There the Gemara class, if the Pnei Yeshua blies by its orchil, shayma shamayim. This chazoke is a gorashvach chazoke. It only works if subis adarabonon. And that chazoke is adaraisedike chazoke. He blies by a tzorchim. This is a shrekliche kash antaisvis. One more ha'ora antaisvis. Taisvis asked a kash. Taisvis asked a kash in Golil. If he says she's not a psula, and she says she is a psula, so Taisvis says, let's believe her with amigu. She could have said that Bukesaitz, I became a Mukas Eitz Tachtecha. That was Taisvus Kasha. So Taisvus says in the second Teretz, maybe we don't say Migul Lahoitzi. Maybe we don't say Migul Lahoitzi. So Memeila, so Migul doesn't help. He's a Muzik in the moment. We don't say Migul Lahoitzi. We had learned yesterday that Taisvus brings down that if he's tainus, he's potter to give her a ksuba, and she is a svek sveke, that he owes her a ksuba, so she could be moitzi a ksuba with a svek sveke. So we mentioned the Pnei Yeshua asks a kasha, svek sveke works als roiv. We have roiv taught him that mistome, she's right. And if you have a klal in hilche b'momenacha haroiv, so memele, so how could you be moitzi mamain with a svek sveke? That kasha the Pnei Yeshua asked. So we mentioned the Shmaitzer said svek sveke cannot be moitzi mamain, but a ksube, since it's a maise bezden and she has the shtar, so it's kemande govui domi. So we don't consider him a murzik. So it's not called with a moitzi moment with a svek sveke. It's called like she's a muzik in the moment since she's holding the shtar. So the Shmaitzer said that by aksube there's no chesorne vein hulchim b'momenach haroi because he doesn't have a teiris muzik since she has a shtar. And here Taisva says that Migul Lahoitzi Lemrin, this is not called a Migul Lahoitzi. If Ksub is called that she's a Murzik in the Nechosim, command the Govi Domi. So why is this called a Migul Lahoitzi? This Kasha the Achoinim ask on the Shmaitzah. So Bichas Avrom ask, so this Dovid ask, they all ask on the Shmaitzah from this Taisva. This Taisva seems to say that this is called Lahoitzi. They have to not shot in the previous Taisva. Zog de Gemara weiter. Itma. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Alozo. Chachomim tiknolam levnois Yisrael, lepsulo mosayim, ulamone mone. The heimeminu, and they believed him, shim Omar Pesach posuach motzosi, that he is Nemon, and he doesn't have to go and give her Mosaim. If he says she wasn't a psula, he doesn't have to give her Mosaim. So the Gemara asks, so the whole takone of psula Mosaim is ridiculous. He'll say that she's not a psula, so he'll never give her Mosaim. Omar Rove Chazoke Ein Odom Toirech Besude Umafsido. No. You have nothing what to worry about, because if she's really a psula, he won't say she's not a psula, because in Adam Teich Besuda Mapsid. Let us see Rashi. Chachomim Tiknulisha, Kloima, Ihavoi Ksubosa, the Yeraisa, Behavi nemon lahavkiyo, ela ba'edis yidua. If the chiyiv ksuba would be a deraisa, so he can't samazay come and say, you know, I don't owe you masayim, you weren't a psula. Avol ksubosa chachomim tiknuo. The whole ksuba is ad rabonon. Heimamru veheimamru. They said he owes her a ksuba by a psula. And they said, Heim shetiknuo omru, shehu nemon lavsida af betaynes pesach basuach, even though he's not being mevarer his taine. So the Gemara asked him, Kein shebiyodoy lavkiyo, mailu chachomim betakantam shetiknuo lo ksuber, heim omru, so the takone is worthless, or always taine she wasn't a psula. So Moses says, no, chazok ein odom teirech besude, ein lochu sheyita ein odom kach, elo be'emes. Some it's really the truth. Shim hoya soine yoisi mitchile, loy hoya teireach besudo vekoinso, umarsi tsudo seichinam. He wouldn't do such a thing. Elo hoya megarsho mitchile. He would have given her a get right away. Some estomet. He made a suda, and now he says that she's not a psula, so mistome, he's telling the truth. Now let us see the second Taisvis, which is Avodik Yisoidistik Taisvis. Chazoke in Odom Teirech Pesuda Mafsida. So Taisvis asks Avodik Kasha. Taimo, Tinach Be'eshes Koin. By an Eishes Koin, that means like this. He comes the next day to Bezin, he says, she's a Ba'ula. Fine. So what is he coming? He doesn't know her Aksube. He doesn't know Aksube Masayim. She was a Ba'ula. Fine. Let's talk about another Shai. Let's talk about a Shai that she mutted to you. You have to give her again. So by an Eishes Koin, we say, you know, listen, we have to know what Nashis Koin was a tachtov, lav tachtov, mainly there's a shailot, a suffix deraisa. So lamaisa, you'll have to go and give her a get. That's by Nashis Koin. So lamaisa, this person, if he's gonna go to Bezin the next day, and he's gonna say she's not a psula, so he has to realize it not only involves, not only a shailot of saving money, of giving her a money, it's a shaila. That means if he comes to Bezin and says she was a ba'ula, he has to go and give her a get. So now, if he's interested in saying a lie, and he's going to give her a get the next day, so he made a chasna of $10,000 the night before, and now he's going to say a lie to save Meir Zuz. That's what he's going to do. I mean, he has to realize what he's getting into. So the Gemara says, Fakel, that means he's going to lose his, by saying a lie, he's going to lose his wife. So if he is interested in losing his wife, he won't make a chasna, and then they know them ter besuda mafsida. So Mestame is telling the truth. So Taisvah says, this works if he's a koyin, and Beish is koyin. So Memele, so in Odom ter besuda mafsida, and he loses his wife. He won't make a chasna, and then lose the wife. Oy be pchusa mi gimel, or maybe, or another case, he married a pchusa mi bas gimel. So itzicha was tachtov. There's a sofik bainus, sofik berotzim. The mitzvah olay. So that means if he's going to come to Bezin, he's going to tell Bezin that she was a ba'ula. So Bezin will tell him, you know, you have to go and give her a gift. Hilkach, kiven de mafsido, since he's going to lose her. By saying that she's a ba'ula, he's losing her, because he'll have to give her a get. He can't remain married to her. So we're saying he would never say a lie, and he would never make a sudim, b'terech b'sudim, if he has intentions of losing her, if he has intentions of giving her a get. But the minute he says she's a ba'ula, he has to give her a get. So if he wants to give her a get, he won't make a chasna, and then give her a get. So, Mustami is telling the truth. That's by an Eishes Koyin, if he's a Koyin, or he married a woman she's a Pchusa Babas Gimel. Laman diyomanami lekamon, konso becheskes psula venim seis bula, ein loksu beklau. There's one man diyoma that says it's a mekach tois. She's not married. That means if a person, if you wanted the impression she was a psula, And later I find that she was a Ba'ula, so he doesn't owe her a Ksuba because the whole thing is a Mekachtois. The whole thing is a Mekachtois. I wanted to marry a Psula and she's a Ba'ula. So Mamela, she never was married. So it comes out, he'll come to Beis Din and he'll tell her, you know, she was a Ba'ula. So Beis Din will tell her, yeah, you don't owe her a Ksuba, but you know, she's not married. She's not married to you. So it's also the same thing. So Lemaise, by saying that she's a Ba'ula, he lost his wife. That means now she could, now we find out she never was married to him. So it's quite good. L'mad yom anami l'kamon konso becheskes psula benim seis bula ein loksu beklal, because we say it's a mekach tois niche. Dash the nami mafsido. He's losing his wife. The minute he says that she's a psula, she was a ba'ula, the minute he says she was a ba'ula, so Bezin tells him, I hear what you're saying. So it's a mekach tois, so you don't owe her a ksube, gewaldik, but you don't have a wife either. Because it's a mekach tois. She mekach tois, so. So memele, so we have this chazoket. Ein Odom, that means if he's saying a lie and he wants to patter himself from her, so he would never make a sudas ein Odom teres besude umafsido. That means to say a lie that she's a ba'ula, realizing that with this lie he's going to lose his wife, he would never make a sudas nesuin and the next day to patter himself from her. He would give her a get before. But according to the man the yom konso becheskes psulovanim says buule, it's not a mekach tois. You just don't owe her masayim, you're a money. Loi mafsid midi, ele shebo lafsido miksuboso mone. Abo lasudo loi mafsid, vamayim mehemon, frektach toisvis, but, if he's not a kohen and he didn't marry her when she was a prusa mibas gimel, and we hold that it's not a mekach tois, so this person can say a lie with a clear conscience. It's gvaldik. That means he's going to come to Bezin and say, you know, the next day come to Bezin, you know, she was a ba'ula. No, she's a ba'ula. So you know, when you'll give her a get. So he says, remember, just write this down. When you give her a get, I only have to give her a moment. What about, I'm still married to her. It's a sveksveke. Shema tachtov, shema lachtachtov, shema bainis, shema borotzen. So Mamela, he's not mafsid her. He's not losing her. He's just making with his taina that she should lose the ksube. So we have no proof whatsoever he's telling the truth. He could be saying a lie, and he's doing this to save money. My mehemon. So Taisva says, v'nicha d'loy mehemon, einach inami. So the whole nemonis that Yehuda Moshmul said, ha'ayme pesach posuach motzosi nemon lafsido ksuboso, this old nemonis was only said in three eifanim. Either he's an eishes koyin, or he married her when she was a prusami bas gimel, or we hold konso becheskas psula v'nim seis ba'ule, that it's a mekach tois, he doesn't know her anything.